you're suggesting that kids get outside more, I guess. A lot of kids playing indoor video games, but getting outside is a healthy thing for them to do. I would imagine that's what you're thinking.
That's right. That's what the Great American Backyard Campout is all about. It's an event that the National Wildlife Federation hosts every year, and this year it's Saturday, June 25th. And what it's really about is reversing the trends of this indoor kid lifestyle that we're seeing, where kids, you know, sit in front of the TV, they play video games, they are on their computer, you know, hours and hours and hours a day, they're text messaging, and they're not getting outside. And we know that that's had a lot of negative health consequences. Childhood obesity and diabetes rates are skyrocketing. And all the research that's out there shows that getting outside is going to reverse all of those things. Kids that go outside are more physically fit and less likely to develop childhood diabetes. They're less likely to be vitamin D deficient. They're less likely to have allergies. They've got better immune systems. The list just goes on and on and on. And so something as simple as making the commitment as a family on the 25th to turn off the TV, silence the cell phone, leave the video games inside, and have a fun outdoor experience by camping out, whether it's in your own backyard or somewhere in a neighborhood, you know, camp out site, you know, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're getting outside and introducing the kids, and let's be honest, adults could use some more outdoor time as well, and it's really just a fun way to do that.
How much time do you want them to spend outdoors?
Well, you know, ideally, you know, kids would get some outdoor time every day. The average school-age kid nowadays is spending over 8 hours a day indoors in front of electronic screens. That's per day, 8 hours. You know, and that's, again, that's video games, that's watching TV, that's being on the computer. And, you know, nothing is wrong with any of those things. It's just that it seems like it's gotten way out of balance. So, you know, at National Wildlife Federation, you know, we like to say, you know, a green hour a day keeps the doctor away. So if you can get an hour a day for your kid, that would be huge. But even if you can't, you know, just, you know, making it a priority in the life of your family to do things like participate in the Great American Backyard Campout, you know, even if it's, you know, once a month or once a week or once a year, it's going to help. And hopefully once you introduce your family to the great outdoors, then it'll become, you know, a family tradition, and it'll become more part of the daily routine to get that fresh air, get that outdoor time. And, you know, as a result, hopefully we'll reverse some of these negative health trends, and we'll get the next generation coming up now a little bit more connected with nature, which is really ultimately National Wildlife Federation's goal.
And this is the seventh year you've been doing that. How about the first 6 years? How they've gone?
Well, the program actually has grown each year. We get even more participants. Last year we had 100,000 people that camped out all around the country, but we want that number to be in the millions because we know, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and the more people that participate, the better. People can find out how to join up with the campout by going to our website. It's nwf.org/campout. When you go there, you can register your campout event, whether it's in your own backyard and it's just your family, or maybe you're hosting a kind of a group campout for your neighborhood, or maybe you want to join up with an existing group campout. You can find all of that out on the website. And when you register, you know, essentially what you're doing is joining this movement of people that are all around the country that are saying, you know, I think this is important. I think this is a priority to get my kids and my family back outside and reconnected with nature. And I'm going to, you know, show my support for this by registering. And when you register, of course, you get all sorts of great goodies. You get access to lots of information on just basic camping tips. Maybe you've never camped before and you don't really know where to start. We've got outdoor camp games and campfire recipes. I mean, anything that you can imagine, we've got up on our website once you register. So, again, that website is nwf.org/campout.
And that's coming up a week from Saturday, correct?
That's right. This year it's Saturday, June 25th. And again, this isn't something that you have to go to a location for. It's something that people are doing literally in their own backyards all around the country. And it's a fun way to celebrate nature. It's a great family tradition. You know, you mentioned that this is the seventh year, and we've heard great stories of people that started out a few years ago, and now it's something that they do every year. It's a great way to get some intergenerational connections going on. That was something that we've heard a lot too from previous participants, you know, bring the grandparents in and, you know, the aunts and the uncles and get the family together. And, you know, it's a really fun way to do it. And like I said, get a lot of those, you know, those benefits of being outside and you know, the more we do that, the better off we're all going to be.
All right, David. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And,